This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. As Washington seeks to define what will replace the Affordability Care Act, it's only now realizing that the original legislation was unique and that it created a program that was truly affordable, and it redefined health delivery with a focus on care. So it is a good time to consider what makes a nation healthy. Americans pay more in health care than any other nation on earth, and what we get is clearly not good value. Too much is spent on care in the last 30 days of life. Another big sink for lost money is overuse, tests and procedures that provide no benefit other than to the doctor and the hospital. One measure of a nation's health is its life expectancy, which has climbed steadily for people living in most industrialized nations, but not so for those living in the United States. Life expectancy is the average number of years that a newborn is expected to live if current health and death trends continue to apply. Well, according to research just published in The Lancet, the growth of American life expectancy is so anemic that we're now on par with Mexico and the Czech Republic. Our life expectancy at birth is lower than most other high-income nations. Interestingly, gains in life expectancy are greatest in South Korean women and Hungarian men. The U.S. has the highest infant and maternal mortality rates of any country in the study. It also has high obesity rates and no universal health insurance coverage, meaning it has poor access to care. In America, healthcare is all about diagnosing and treating disease. We do more medical procedures and write more prescriptions per person than any other place on earth. But in many countries of the world, healthcare is broader than simply the treatment of disease. In these countries, healthcare addresses lifestyle, exercise, family planning, housing, nutrition, overwork, worker safety, and happiness. Rates of suicide and homicide and recreational drug use and alcohol use and obesity and diabetes and cancer and smoking are all lower than they are here in America. While life expectancy is a good measure with its focus on the length of life, it does nothing to measure the quality of life. Health experts increasingly are using happiness as the best measure of social progress and an appropriate guidepost for health policy. Interestingly, research has shown that happiness is not related to wealth or worldly possessions. The happiest countries on earth are not the wealthiest ones. Happy countries are those that build strong social ties, have a strong sense of community, focus on education and literacy, and where there are the smallest differences between the rich and the poor. So perhaps before we design a replacement for the Affordability Care Act, we should all agree on the outcome measures that will determine whether or not any new plan is successful. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.